November 4, November, Papa Golf, testing.
Into the repeater, if that's what you're looking for, is N0TR, Tom.
Thank you. N4NPG, I'll be clear. Thanks.
Well, I got a new tone on this thing. Sounds pretty neat. You have a good day. This is N0TR Mobile.
Car, K9JDC.
Hi, Jim. How you doing today? They got some new music here on this repeater. Sounds kind of neat.
Yep, I think Dave and the guys must have been working on it. I just had noticed it.
Haven't been out today other than to feed the chickens, and we're headed down to the kids with some angel food cake that Bernice made, and going to drop that off and visit a little bit.
We're headed over to one set of my grands over in Spartanburg. I'm over on the other side of Woodruff, between Woodruff and 26, over toward Dorman High School, headed back that way.
Well, it's a little frosty today, 52. I got out there and made sure the chickens had a lot of seed, so I don't have to go back out. We got six on one side that are the older ones, and they're about 3 or 4 years old. They've been molting, so they haven't laid. And Bruce heard something about if you give them cayenne pepper and cornmeal, that'll make them start laying again. By golly, we got an egg today out of them, Jim.
Hey, that's a good deal. Yeah, my grands over here had had chickens up until a couple of years ago, and then I think they got rid of them. I don't know if they got too much for them to take care of or what, but yeah, we used to get plenty of fresh eggs over here, but that's gone away. So I guess we're out of that business for a while. Yeah, a little chilly for sure. I got my wife's out of town. She's gone with my granddaughter up to Sevierville. They're up there playing volleyball. So I think I got a report a while ago. They won two and lost one set today. So they got to play again tomorrow. So I think they finished for the day. So we'll see how they do tomorrow.
Hope she can do that. Oh, well, we've been getting the other ones, the other eight on the other side of the pen, they started laying, and we've been getting three a day. So we brought a dozen eggs down for the kids. And like you said, they're in the fall. They don't lay when they're molting, and we've been without for a while. So they'll get tickled with that because they like those fresh eggs. There is a difference. Boy, eggs. You can just about buy them for anything anymore. I hope they don't go like the milk producers and start going out of business. I think Bernice bought some at Lidl's the other day for, what, 37 cents a dozen?
Yeah.
The lowest price. Unimaginable.
I like fresh eggs. There's nothing like a good fresh egg early in the morning for breakfast and make a good omelet out of it, for sure. And even in the cooking line, I know Bernice likes them and making all those goodies that she makes there. Well, I heard you in there. I'm fixing to turn in here now. I'm just about at my QTH destination, so I'll go ahead and sign. You folks take care. Good to hear you out there. You stay warm, a little chilly for sure, and we'll catch you down the log. Take care. Tell Bernice we said hey, and you guys have a good one. N4IQ, have you talked with him lately? I haven't talked with him. I got to catch up with him a little bit. You take care. N0TR, K9JDP, I'm going to clear with you. Take care, Ms. Tom.
Okay, Jim. Well, imagine he's working that 160-meter contest. I hadn't been on very much lately because of the propagation support, but I worked 23 of them last night just for the fun of it. Canada, let's see, didn't work any Mexico, but I worked a whole lot of states from Colorado on back east, and kind of enjoyed it. It was Morse code, and so I'm going to do that a little bit tonight. My right arm's going numb on me, and I thought maybe it might help me some to get on there. This old AGE's catching up with us, Jim. You take care and hope you're feeling good. And 73s, we just arrived to K9JDP and 0TR is now clear and QRT.